NBAA 2013 opens in Las Vegas. Flexjet goes all in with Bombardier. The Blues, the Birds, and others to fly in 2014. This is Aero News for Tuesday, October 22, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The National Business Aviation Association's 2013 Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition, better known simply as NBAA 2013, officially opens today. Show organizers expect the event to be a highly successful and exciting show, featuring a full roster of aviation leaders and legends, aircraft and exhibits, informative presentations and inspiring discussions about the current and future needs of the business aviation industry. About 25,000 industry professionals from across the U.S. and around the world are expected to attend NBAA 2013. From today through Thursday, attendees will have the opportunity to review approximately 1,100 indoor exhibits featuring the latest in business aviation products, technology, and services, and participate in more than 100 educational sessions, including maintenance and operation sessions, hosted by a range of original equipment manufacturers. NBAA 2013 will also feature two static aircraft displays. The sold-out outdoor static display of aircraft at Henderson Executive Airport will feature 85 business aircraft of all sizes, while a second indoor static display on the main exhibit floor inside the Las Vegas Convention Center provides attendees the valuable opportunity to examine about a dozen light business airplanes and helicopters. Bombardier has announced that Flexjet LLC has placed 30 new firm orders for Learjet 85 aircraft, adding to its already record-breaking purchase of the plane. The options were purchased on September 5th as part of Flexjet's historic order for up to 245 Bombardier business jets. This latest transaction, including conversions of options from a previous order, brings the total number of Learjet 85 aircraft purchased by Flexjet to 60, for a value of approximately $1.2 billion, based on the 2013 list price for the aircraft. Flexjet is a newly created company owned by Directional Aviation Capital and is an exclusive operator of Bombardier aircraft. The Pentagon has released the news that the Blue Angels, Thunderbirds, and other military outreach programs will resume next year, but with certain limitations. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel outlined the Pentagon's new strategic approach to community outreach in an internal memorandum to service chiefs and other military leaders just before the weekend. Many activities, including the Blue Angels and Thunderbirds air demonstration teams, will resume, but at a more limited frequency than in previous years. This cost-cutting measure will yield a savings of some $104 million for fiscal year 2014. Community outreach brings Americans together across this land and helps to inspire some to serve, build support at home for those deployed in harm's way, and helps to ensure education, employment, and wellness initiatives evolve to serve veterans. And the new performance guidelines are part of a careful balancing act and demonstrate the department's determination to make the most efficient use of its resources. In a nutshell, this new plan reinstates, at a 45% reduced capacity, the jet and parachute demonstration teams, band and ceremonial unit appearances, port visits, service weeks, and nonprofit and corporate leader outreach. A 10-year agreement to host what is billed as the world's premier event for the Global Air Traffic Community, ATC Global, in Beijing, China, was signed in London last week. The first edition to be held in China will take place at the China National Convention Center in Beijing, September 17th through the 19th, 2014, and will bring together air traffic control professionals and exhibitors from around the world. Supported by the China Air Traffic Management Bureau and the Civil Aviation Administration of China, the establishment of the ATC Global event in China reflects the growing importance of that country as a rapidly growing player in the worldwide aviation industry, as well as China's role as a key regional and international transport hub, strategically located between Europe and the Americas. Boeing says it will adjust the production rate for the 747-8 program from 1.75 airplanes to 1.5 airplanes per month through 2015. That's because of lower market demand for large passenger and freighter airplanes. The company expects long-term average growth in the air cargo market to begin returning next year and forecast global demand for 760 large airplanes, such as the 747-8, over the next 20 years, valued at $280 billion. The 747-8 family provides airlines with double-digit improvements in fuel efficiency, operating costs, and emissions, while being 30% quieter and adding more capacity. To date, the 747-8 has accumulated 107 orders for passenger and cargo versions, 56 of which have been delivered. The first delivery at the new production rate is expected in early 2014. When Aero News continues, Beechcraft for sale, again, around the world in record time, and the winner is Virgin America.
Mid-Continent Instruments in Avionics is now the exclusive U.S. service center for Trig Avionics. Dealer-only repair services include Mode-S transponders and VHF-COM radios. Count on the experts at Mid-Continent Instruments in Avionics.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues for Tuesday, October 22nd. I'm Glenn Moyer. Beechcraft Corporation, which emerged from bankruptcy earlier this year, is said to be for sale again, and the parent company of Cessna and Bell Helicopter is reported to be among the suitors. Bloomberg News reports that Credit Suisse Group AG is shopping the company, gauging potential interest in the Wichita plane maker. Among those said to be possible buyers is Textron. Thiel Group analyst Richard Afalafia said that the company could be quite attractive given its market position selling military trainers and, quote, the world's most popular turboprop aircraft, end quote. Textron CEO Scott Donnelly said last year when the Chinese were making a play for then Hawker Beechcraft that the company could be a good fit if the price was right. Twin turboprop King Air would be a nice complement to Cessna's family of corporate jets and the single-engine Caravan line, according to analyst Brian Foley. King Air is Beechcraft's most profitable airplane since the divestiture of the company's line of jets. The Gulfstream G650 recently completed the fastest westbound around-the-world flight for a non-supersonic aircraft. The ultra-long-range, ultra-large-cabin company flagship circled the globe in 41 hours, 7 minutes, establishing a world record in its class. The new record was officially certified by the National Aeronautic Association and the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale in September. The G650, the fastest certified civilian aircraft, recorded an average speed of 568.5 miles per hour on the journey, claiming 22 city pair speed records in the process. The G650 now has a total of 38 records since setting its first Burbank, California to Savannah, Georgia, back in January of 2011. Virgin America, the California-based airline that is reinventing air travel, took top honors as Best U.S. Airline in the Condé Nast Traveler's 2013 Reader's Choice Awards. Launched in August 2007, Virgin America has won the acclaimed award for the sixth year in a row. This year, Condé Nast Traveler had a record-breaking 79,268 readers participate in the survey, close to double the number of survey takers in 2012. Last month, Virgin America also won top honors as Best Premium Class among domestic airlines in Condé Nast Traveler's 2013 Business Travel Poll. Final scores out of 100 represent the percentage of readers who rated a hotel, airport, or airline excellent or very good. Virgin America's unique flight experience was ranked number one among all domestic carriers, with an overall score of 86.5. In just over 6 years of flying, the airline has expanded to 23 airport destinations and created 2,600 new jobs. Virgin America currently flies to San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, Newark, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, San Diego, Seattle, Boston, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Dallas-Fort Worth, Los Cabos, Cancun, Chicago, Puerto Vallarta, Palm Springs, Philadelphia, Portland, San Jose, Austin, and Anchorage. I guess I need a refresher on my geography because I don't recall Los Cabos, Cancun, or Puerto Vallarta being domestic U.S. cities. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening, and you're now cleared for departure.